Do you feel like this is the first time we've kind of, Philly's kind of seen what kind of player you really are?
Yeah, in a way, you know. Like I said, we've been practicing hard all week, and I just try to take things in stride, you know, and take things how it go, you know, and control the things I can control. And, you know, when it's my time to make a play, I just try to be at competitive excellence at all times.
Can you sense with Philly's system that this is a system you're going to really play well in, that there are some certain things in there that you can really...
Well, the only thing I can tell you guys, I'm going to try my best, you know. Like, you know, I just want to be on the field with these guys, you know, and I just want to prove to, you know, to myself and to everybody that, you know, I'm a worthy player. You know, I just got to continue to work.
What combination of moves was the best for you today? What were you using really well?
I was using a stutter stab, you know, swim, arm over, a couple of different things, you know, just trying to get to the quarterback, apply pressure, you know, got a couple of hits on him, you know, but the main thing, you know, just do my fundamentals and, you know, just two gapping and trying to just, you know, have all my technique and not let the technique go out the window, you know, but it was fun.
How much different did tonight feel than maybe this time last year when you're just kind of finding your way?
Way more confident, you know, way more confident in myself. You know, last year, you know, it was just, I don't know, you know what I mean? This year, just, you know, it just feels good. I feel better in myself because, you know, this offseason, in my head, I feel like there's not another player who was out there working as hard as me, you know. I bought in right in from the beginning, you know, just working hard, and I'm just glad to see it's kind of paying off tonight.
Is it the extra year? Is it the system, do you think?
You know, just working hard, you know, and Coach Ash, you know, he's one of those guys, you know, he's all about technique, and he feels like when the lights is on, you know, he's no more he can coach, you know. Everything that we done prep during the week is up to you now.
To be able to get the pressure you were able to get, I mean, obviously you look at that depth chart, you know that every play you make is a significant play. It's going to enhance your opportunity. I mean, do you go into the game thinking that?
Nah, man, I go into the game just thinking, you know, I don't want to disappoint my teammates. You know, that's the main thing I focus on out of anything. You know, everything else, you know, it'll come together. But my main thing is I just don't want to disappoint my teammates. You know, you guys been to our practice. You see how hard we practice, man. And I just wanted to get out there and don't disappoint them.
You were one of the only guys, the only D end on last year's team who's back, who's actually still playing end.
Right.
Was that your call, or was that left up to you? Or no. Did the coaches really want you to kind of try to stay there?
You know, that was a coach's call. But, you know, it is going to be like you seen tonight. It was totally different packages, you know, standing up where, you know, coming inside, different things. And it was just a really trial run tonight. And a lot of calls played out. And, you know, that's credit to Coach Davis. And, you know, all I could do is continue to work. Like, I just want to get on the field and just want to be a part of the group.
Even with the sacks and the pressures, I've kind of felt like that last play of the half where you ran down after 15 yards, even with 1 second left, was kind of like the play that defines you as a player. It's the one that really stuck out. Do you kind of feel that way too?
Right. Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, I just, like I said, I didn't want to disappoint my teammates. And, you know, we have a saying here, you know, it's on the line. Every time you're out there, it's on the line. As an individual, if you get 11 guys, you know, just always thinking it's on the line, you got a great team.
So your motor never stops, huh?
No, at least I try not to, unless I run out of gas.